Pirlo, 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 ancora Pirlo di tacco, tiro, gol!
Grasso, Grasso, Italy's Fabio Grasso scoring in the final minutes of a second overtime in Italy's semifinal World Cup victory over Germany. Now Italy will play France. France defeated Portugal yesterday. Sunday is the World Cup final. We're joined by ESPN soccer analyst Tommy Smith. Tommy, welcome to Day to Day. And Italy versus Germany. This is the match that was played on the 4th of July. Two teams, they play for 120 minutes, no score. And then at the end of the second overtime, in just 2 minutes, there are two scores by Italy. How does this come about? One of the great all-time matches, I would think.
Well, you may be on day to day. They were on minute to minute, believe me. And it all came about attitude. I mean, the Italians were scared to go to penalty kicks.
After you play two overtimes and it's tied, then you go to these kind of free kick things. And that's how you settle it.
Yeah, it's 12 yards out and you're one man against the goalkeeper. And they set up five, and whoever scores the most out of the five. But basically, the Italians have a very, very bad record when it comes to taking penalty kicks. And the Germans have been perfect. The Germans have never lost a game taking penalty kicks. So Marcello Lippi, who is the coach of the Italian team, he sent on three substitutes. The three substitutes were all attacking footballers. They were strikers who were designed to score a goal. And then, of course, there was that memorable goal, as you just had on your clip from Grasso.
You had predicted that Italy was going to win the whole thing. What is it you like so much about the Italians?
Well, actually, when the draw was made in December, I was asked on the air that day who would win the World Cup, and I said that Italy would win the World Cup, and I was asked, well, what about Brazil? And I said I didn't like Brazil. To knock off the Brazil question first for you, Alex, I didn't like Brazil because I thought their players were too old and a little bit too smug for my liking, because, you know, they're Brazilians, they feel they're going to win the World Cup and they don't have to put as much as other people into it. And I think that showed in their play. For the Italians are a very, very talented team. The Italians are notoriously slow starters. First couple of games, they don't play very well. And when it gets down to the final couple of games, they're always in it. So I just felt they were a good team, Alex.
If you don't like the age of the Brazilians, what about the French now in the World Cup final? They're led by a guy who actually was retired and came back just for this series, although he's playing awfully well.
Yeah, Zinedine Zidane. There's actually three players on the French side who had retired. And of course, Zidane, I mean, the best player in the world. It's a great way to go out. If you're going to go out of the international game, it's a great way to go out in the World Cup final. But to answer your question, I really didn't think that France would do anything. But I think there was a difference in the attitude that the French had come out of retirement to get their team to the World Cup final. The Brazilians already felt that they were in the World Cup final.
You still like the Italians on Sunday. The French are there, but you think they're just going to show up?
They'll do more than show up. I mean, they're a very good side. Claude Makélélé and Patrick Vieira, who are the two central defenders, they are the rocks on the team. And they hold everything together at the back, which allows Zinedine Zidane that free role to roam around midfield. And now he has a young runner with him. He has this kid with a scar on his face, Ribéry, who was in a very serious car accident when he was 2 years old and is a lucky man to have even been alive, never mind playing a World Cup final. So I certainly would not write France off. But yes, I do feel that Italy will still win it.
ESPN soccer analyst Tommy Smith. Tommy, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.